Beginning the current daven sechtes yomim daf ayin ches. Beginning the manal. Beginning the chesed master. Beginning the gemara. Mekan remez lenida. From here we have an allusion to the nida. She tzricha leish vatzavar b'mayim that she has to sit up until her neck in water. That's how deep the water has to be, which the gemara ultimately rejects this. But says Taisis, Sha'alu mekmei Rabbi Yehuda Goyin Zatzal. They asked him from the Rabbi Yehuda Goyin that tfilas nidim d'raisim nol. Where do we know that a menstruating woman, when she wants to purify herself, which the Gemara was only saying a remez and told Matt that has to be up to the neck, where do we know actually the halacha of a nida from the tire? The heish of a kavachayim in magos is a kavachayim from what she touches. If what she touches needs a tvila, like it says, v'chal negeir b'yidma d'arev, so for sure her herself obviously needs a tvila. Now, Rabbi Tam Pirush, the Nafkim in the Chesed, Rabbi Tam explains that we learn now from the Pasig that says by kli midyan that it have to be tivled. The wording in the Pasig is b'mei nida, which but the shin says about this kachavin the ayin hamid beis mayim she needed to valzben, which is the water that they need the tables. That's what a mikveh is. That's what we say after tevil the kalim. Which obviously we see that the pasuk is alluding to the fact that a nida has to have tefillah herself. For Ripir, she gives a third source when the siva pasuk behidva benidasam, which literally translates as the flow of her menstruation. But the shin perik b'meisha the gemara shabbos abasan with alma explains benidasa tehei atchatave b'mayim that she should be in her state of nida until she comes in the water. So obviously we see that biblically, that as long as she doesn't table, she can be tummy, and that's how we know that she has to have a tefillah.